Christchurch mayoral candidate John Minto says he is shocked the city's mayor did not act faster on misconduct allegations involving interactions between a councillor and young people. The Christchurch City Council has appointed retired High Court Associate Judge John Matthews to do a preliminary assessment of the complaint regarding Councillor Dion Swiggs. The three complainants, aged 13 to 21 at the time, say Mr. Swiggs engaged in grossly inappropriate late-night messaging on social media and insisted on hugs instead of handshakes. Mr. Swiggs has denied the allegations and says he welcomes a full investigation. Mayor Leanne Dalzell first heard about the complaints in May. John Minto is in our Christchurch studio and joins us now. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Corinne.
What do you make of how this has been handled?
Well, I was shocked when I heard that the mayor had known for 4 months before any action was taken. And I was shocked mainly because she's such an experienced politician that I couldn't believe that there would be such a spectacular failure of leadership on her part in a situation where the red flag should have been waving wildly.
Well, let's work through that. She says in her statement that she acted in good faith at all times, believing she had a legal and ethical responsibility to both the complainants and the councillor concerned. And she did take action. She took steps to restrict his access and involvement with young people. So there was some action taken.
Yes, there was. That first step is a prudent one, a good one, a sensible one. But it was from there the situation just seems to have drifted. And as I say, this is not fair on the complainants. It's not fair on Dion Swiggs. And as I say, it's a spectacular failure of judgment. And it shouldn't be me sitting here talking to you, Corinne, about this. It should be the mayor herself.
Well, she has chosen not to speak on this. Are you saying that she needs to speak publicly on this issue?
Well, I think she should explain this 4 month delay. I mean, here we are. You know, she hears about it in May, and then it's only yesterday they begin this preliminary investigation. And I think that is completely unacceptable in a situation where, you know, you've got you've got a serious situation described to her, and no effective action taken on it until now.
Well, to come back to her statement, she says she could only act on the basis of the information she had been given at the time. She says she was not provided with the most serious of the allegations, which has now been brought to her attention. So she's only acting on what information she had.
Well, the information she had in May seemed to me to be strong enough for her to, you know, if it's strong enough for her to say to her counsellor not to attend any youth events, then it is strong enough for her to conduct a proper investigation and to get to the bottom of it so that Dion Swiggs isn't left forever and a day not able to attend any youth events. And the young people themselves are left in limbo for that for this 4 month period.
Do you have any concerns about? She also mentioned some concerns about the code of conduct process that the council has. Is the sort of systems set up to deal with something like this?
Look, that's something that I'm not sure of. I don't think legally any councillor is an employee of the council. They are elected representatives. The chief executive is responsible for the, you know, following up, employment issues with employees of the council, and it seems to have been passed on to the chief executive to deal with. I'm not sure that's the most appropriate way to do it.
What do you make of the fact that these allegations? And we must stress the fact that they are only allegations at this stage, are happening right in the middle of an election campaign.
Well, I think the reason it's happening is in the middle of election campaign is because it wasn't dealt with when it should have been. And I'm not surprised that people went to the media in a situation like this. I've got no idea whether there's any. Well, I've got no reason to believe there was any political interference or political motivation involved in this. When you've got something which was raised in May and nothing happens till September, then, you know, people have a right to I think raise these things in public.
What do you want to happen now?
Oh, well, I think that the correct process has started now. It should have started 4 months ago, and I hope that this will bring the situation to a conclusion. And I hope that
does it need to be finished this investigation, this independent investigation by the retired High Court Associate Judge John Matthews, it needs to be done before.
It would be ideal election. if it was done before, but you have to follow a process of natural justice here, and if the people involved get legal aid for or take legal advice, it could well go, you know, the situation could well go on longer. As I say, this should have been dealt with in the middle of the year, and it should be the mayor explaining why it wasn't, rather than me sitting here in Christchurch criticising, which is such a spectacular failure of leadership.
John Minto, thank you very much for your time. Mayoral candidate in Christchurch.